Order.
Parliament's adjourned this week and next, back on Tuesday, July the 21st. And as there have been no select committee meetings, it's an ideal opportunity to talk to the new Clerk of the House, David Wilson. Age 45 and born in the central Otago town of Lawrence, Mr. Wilson took over from Mary Harris, who retired at the end of June after 28 years in the House. He moved into his new office on Monday, and when I caught up with him, I asked him if this was his dream job.
Yes, I think it is. We've got a great democracy in New Zealand. It's open and accountable, and it's fantastic to be a part of it and to play a role in supporting it. And it's also fantastic to lead an organisation that's full of talented and dedicated people, so I absolutely love it.
When you first were conscious of making it a goal to be the clerk, when was that?
Well, a few years ago, Mary Harris, the previous clerk of the House, mentioned that she was thinking of retiring, and I suppose that's when it really crystallised it in my mind. But I came back here in 2008 to head the Select Committee office, and I suppose I'd had it in the back of my mind since then that it's something I'd like to do if I got the chance.
When you say you came back from where?
Oh, well, I started my career in the office of the clerk as an assistant clerk of a Select Committee. And then after a few years as a clerk of a committee, I went and worked in the public service for about 10 years. And so the last place I worked before I returned to the office was at the Office of Film and Literature Classification.
What were your educational qualifications?
I did a master's degree in history at University of Otago. And then when I was working at the Office of the Clerk, I started and then later finished a master's in management through Massey.
You've been in the job 1 week. Another week. With the House and adjournment, What will be the first thing that happens on Tuesday when the House comes back? What will your routine be on Tuesday?
Well, the routine in a sitting week is pretty well established for the Clerk of the House. Normally I'd start the day reading through the news on the train on the way to work, because one of the things that will occur on a sitting day morning is submission of oral questions, and so it's good to have a good understanding of current affairs and to think about issues that members might want to raise in the House. When I get to work, one of the first things I'll do is go over the Hansard of the last question time, because it's something I'll discuss with the Speaker, particularly around points of order that were raised, rulings that were given, and how to anticipate what issues might come up again in the future. Then I'll meet with one of my senior staff to work through the business of the House for the day, to see which bills are going to be debated. And then at 10 o'clock, there's a half-hour period to lodge oral questions. Those are lodged with another senior staff member, and once that's done, I'll have a look at those questions and discuss them to get ready to brief the Speaker. So I'll see the Speaker at 11:30 every sitting day, and we'll go through the business for the day, the questions that are going to be asked, go back over how things went in the previous sitting day, and generally try and anticipate issues and prepare as well as we can for what's likely to happen in the House.
Sounds like fun.
It certainly is. The morning goes very quickly, and suddenly it's 2 o'clock and the bells are ringing and it's time to go into the House.
And the bells will next be ringing for David Wilson, Clerk of the House, and David Carter, its Speaker, just before 2 on Tuesday week. When the bells last called them to the Chamber on Thursday, July the 2nd, Mr. Carter had this to report.
I present the report of the Speaker entitled Parliamentary Delegation led by the Speaker to the Republic of France, Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland and the Republic of Poland and the Federal Republic of Germany, 8 to 23 April 2015. Those papers are published under the authority of the House.
That laughter from MPs was at Mr. Carter's wry smile as he presented his report on this year's Speaker's Tour, universally condemned by the media, which called it a junket, a waste of MPs' time and our money, and that was the New Zealand Herald. In the Dominion Post, columnist Duncan Garner said it was time to junk the junkets and send the Speaker packing. He called it a $138,000 business class junket for four no-name MPs on a global knees-up. And the Herald's political columnist, John Armstrong, posed the question, is this the mother of all junkets, or a valuable means of quietly conducting below-the-radar diplomacy to advance New Zealand's wider interests on the international stage? Now you can judge for yourself. The Speaker's report, all 48 pages of it, including hour-by-hour itineraries, is on Parliament's webpage, www.parliament.nz. Look for papers and petitions presented, and scroll down to the entries for July the 2nd. or go to our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.